up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Y'all know what time it is. Once again, the 3Y Podcast is back on the airwaves with EG3. That is me, Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, for another episode. Or I should just call this the Kyle Busch Chase Elliott episode of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Cup Series, the three best divisions in all of motorsports, wrapped up with work just moments ago. Back doing this a little bit differently, doing this outside. Yes, outside the EG3 basement here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, Manhattan, Kansas. Y'all know what it is. Here at this during this NASCAR podcast. Sorry, I lost the train of thought though. Before we dive on into this jam-packed edition, Charlotte Bart 2 there. At Eddie_EG3 is my Twitter handle, at Eddie_EG3. And the 3Y NASCAR podcast, you'll find it wherever you get your podcast, whether it's from Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, including SoundCloud, and more. Yeah, I got distracted here just for a moment there with not my next door neighbor, but I should say the neighbor who is behind me out here trying to cut his grass out here. So we'll be inside next week here. So once Emma gets going, my 3-plus-year-old daughter, we're going to a little bit of an off subject, but she'll be going into daycare, making her daycare debut next week. So we'll be back inside, but here just for this show, going to be outside. We'll be enjoying some of this freshly. I know it's a little humid out here, but I'm going to do it anyways. I did it before, and I'm going to do it some more here this summer. But yep, folks, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch dominated headlines. You know, other than Brad Keselowski with the Coke 600, the last time we're on this podcast, part one. Before you listen to this part two of the Charlotte double dip of the podcast, go back. If you have not downloaded already, download part one of Charlotte, where all was dedicated to the Coke 600. Yes, I mentioned Brad Keselowski. Go back, listen to that. We're go off on the 19 then. And apparently the conversation is going to continue with that here this afternoon. And I think Big D is shooting for getting this podcast up tonight before midnight on tonight. And then it'll definitely up doing your little Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from. So, yeah, going off a little tangent here. But, yeah, absolutely, Kyle Busch. And we're going to start right there with Kyle Busch, the Xfinity Series, which took place Tuesday night, I want to say. Yeah, Tuesday night. There, Kyle Busch getting it done. Oh, I actually want to say Monday night. Yes, Monday night, Kyle Busch edging out Austin Cindric there for the win there. And Kyle Busch always wanted his goal since coming up here and ruling the Xfinity Series, get to 100 wins, and then we'll see what happens from there. Obviously, well, rumors are that he's going to stop after 100 wins. But here, Austin Cindric, you got to give the dude credit. Gave him everything he can. Everything he had there. Herrick was in the mix there a little while there. But in there, Ross Chastain appeared for over half the race that he was going to be the guy to take down Kyle Busch. He had a rally back from some misfortunes there. Chase Briscoe off the emotional win the week prior. They had issues, unfortunately. That was my lap track fantasy pick there. So this week, yeah, I mean, between Lap Traffic Fantasy and Wrecking Racing last night, not the best luck, especially we're sitting in good position there in the WR Fantasy standings, so I'm interested to see where that leads me to going into Bristol. But yeah, man, Kyle Busch, once again, winning another Xfinity Series race. I believe that is number 97 here. Yes, it is. Boom! 97 Xfinity Series career series win. And yes, this race got super, super duper crazy like it always has. Like it always has. I mean, caution after caution after caution after caution. Yeah, just a lot of cautions. But at the end of the day, Kyle Busch again had to battle back for the second consecutive week. Battle back from a speeding penalty there. It almost cost them there. Had to fight off Noah Gregson, Cindric, and Chastain to get the victory in the Xfinity Series race. They did Outskos 300, which went into overtime. Oh, by the way there. So, Chastain, I had the stat up here moments ago here. I lost it there for a second. Chastain, led 68 laps there in the race there. As Cindric led 30, Kyle Busch, en route to win number 97, led a race high 94 laps. And so let's just take a look at the top 10 from the Outskos 300, if you will. Myatt Snyder, he had some issues early in this race. In the number 21 car there, comes up with a huge 10th place finish. Harrison Burton from Joe Gibbs Racing continues his consistent start. Of course, got that, remember that win at Fontana, finished 9th. How about this cat? Brandon Brown finished 8th spot there. Michael Annette comes home with a big 7th place finish. Brett Moffitt, kudos to Brett Moffitt in that 02 Chevy, comes home 6th. Justin Allgaier, top 5 and 5th there. Ross Chastain in that 10 car for colleague 4th. Austin Cindric finished 3rd. And how about this young man, Daniel Hemric, who battled out Cindric for the 2nd spot in that last, during that last lap, gets Cindric on the final lap there. This is huge. He's had some good runs here, putting together some good runs. Darlington was one of them, finishing inside the top 10, and then comes back here to finish 2nd runner-up to none other than Kyle Busch. Yeah, so Kyle Busch gets the win there. Daniel Hemric there, when I had to get something out of my throat there. Daniel Hemric, this right here could be huge for him. At least he's looking to get back up into tier in the race, and that is the Cup Series after being demoted last year and not performing like Tyler Reddick's performing in that 8 car. But put that aside right now, Hemric putting together some momentum here, moving forward to Bristol. It's coming up, what's apparently was supposed to happen Friday, but it got rescheduled for Saturday. I heard one of the podcasts this morning say, but Saturday and Sunday, Bristol races, Truck Series is also. Kyle Busch, once again, winner in the Xfinity Series, 97 down and 3 to go.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Ladies and gentlemen, your standings after Charlotte, folks. Briscoe, this is the original standings right now. Chase Briscoe still on top by a mere 8 points over the 22 car of Austin Cindric. Then Ross Chastain, not too far back himself. He's 4 back from Cindric. In 3rd, Harrison Burton and Noah Gregson complete the top 5. The top 5, folks, separated by 19 points heading in to Bristol's race tomorrow, which that includes the Cheddar's 300 presented by Outskos. Outskos, the main theme the last over a week or so ago with their with their sponsor, so shout out to them. But yes, Bristol, 6 o'clock, folks. And it has been confirmed, at least on the schedule anyway. So yes, tomorrow night, or really, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock local time, Xfinity Series right back on the track. There, I have not checked the current entry list, which I'm going to do right now while I'm on top of things here. Let's see where Kyle Busch. Excuse me. Yeah, so Kyle Busch, looking for him in here. I don't see him on this list, at least on the original list here. So, yeah, so there you go, folks. So, who is going to take down Bristol on Saturday afternoon? Just all guys put down some good runs as well. Ross Chastain, let's not forget about Ross's teammate Justin Haley there, also in the mix right there. So, Truck Series, once again, saw a familiar face get back to victory lane. Or I should say the Xfinity Series, excuse me, not the Truck Series. That's going to be a perfect transition to the Xfinity Series, seeing Kyle Busch eke out an Xfinity regular in Austin Cindric. This is the 3-Wide Podcast, EG3. All right, finally, the Bounty Game. The Bounty Race in the Truck Series, and this is where Chase Elliott takes over the Versus Podcast. See you later. We'll see you soon. Now, hold the brakes. Chase Elliott in the Truck Series gets the bounty, or for charity anyways, for COVID-19 over Kyle Busch. And that's going to be my overtime segment for later on in this podcast here this afternoon, is the Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott oncoming rivalry in the Cup, mainly in the Cup Series, but they're this thing trickle down into the Truck Series. Kyle Busch really there. Kyle Busch, yeah, was being Kyle Busch there in his interviews there. Yeah, I'm going to say that for the rant / overtime segment of the podcast. It was Chase Elliott, though. That 24 was on rails. That truck also provided by GMS Racing right there. GMS getting the job done, and they did a fantastic job in getting that truck ready. And Chase Elliott had to do was get in it, put his helmet on, strap up, and get ready to race. And that exactly is what he did a couple of nights ago, getting the job done over Kyle Busch. That was the game. It was laid down, pure and simple. The North Carolina Educator Lottery 200. If Chase Elliott defeated Kyle Busch in a head-to-head up in this race, then that money, obviously he'll win the money, but that's going to go straight to the COVID-19 stuff that you got right there. So, yeah, absolutely. You've got to be, well, right now, I might be going out of line a little bit, but you're taking a look at one of the guys right now. This is a scary stat right now, because obviously, I said this a while ago, a couple of months ago. I mean, either that or I said it last week on his podcast that Chase Elliott, he should at least have a win in his back pocket, maybe two. He's been leading laps, led laps in all, for the exception of Fontana, during the West Coast swing. And so, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is some scary stuff right now. And you're going to one of his better tracks at Bristol here coming up. So, that's a scary thought. This dude uses that fuel of the fire we talked about in part one, where Alan Gustafson shitted the bed and basically blew the race away. And I don't know why other people are cutting corners when coming down to the subject, but it is, you know, I get to the truth on this show. I see what I call it, what I can call it, and that's what it was. I mean, clean air. Now, last night's race, probably with Jeff Gluck, that it was in between a little bit. You know, it had its moments, especially on the restarts there, where you had your moments there, especially trying to go four wide. And luckily, there wasn't any more accidents like it should have had last night, in last night's second race of Charlotte. But yeah, Chase Elliott right now, that night team, all right, we've seen it with Joe Gibbs Racing. Right now, 9-88, and yeah, Jimmy Johnson battled back fish in the top dozen, I believe. Don't have the fish on top of me right now, but Jimmy Johnson was, and he was not good last night, but he was on point during the Coke 600 before all that took place during post-race there. So, it's not, not like I was saying, I haven't even mentioned William Byron yet. He's been good, but many issues out of his control has taken him out of some good, potential good finishes there. So, yeah, I mean, right now, you would probably say Bowman over Elliott right now. They both could make it. I mean, it's always too early to talk about playoffs, but when you look at the bigger picture, the championship, yeah, I mean, I had to laugh at this when I heard this, but it's true when it particularly goes to Alex Bowman. You know, Alex Bowman, super fast and fast again last night, winning another stage. Dude won three stages and really came up on a short end. I mean, had that night, went backwards in the Coke 600, stayed out, at least he stayed out, and paid the price for it, finished deep inside the top 20, and then you turn around here, and you basically do a dirt job, slide job, to the wall, over turn four, and you cost yourself an opportunity to win that race. So easily, we could be sitting here talking about Alex Bowman winning both of these races too. The same thing goes with Chase Elliott. You know what I'm talking about. So, easily, it could go either way with these guys right now for Hendrick Motorsports. And, yeah, Jimmy's been quick, but, you know, he's had his moments. The last two night races during the week, going back to Wednesday night, last week at Darlington, and then here last night, that 48's got a little work, still got a little work to do when it comes to these in the middle of the week night races when it's Wednesday or Thursday or whatever. So, yeah. These two guys, yeah, big picture, yeah, you put them in there as championship contenders. Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying that with Alex Bowman. I'll be saying that with Chase Elliott, really, for real. With Alex Bowman? Oh, hell no. But over his past 4 or 5 days, Bowman, and really, when you go back to Fontana, I wanted to see him prove it. Well, he's definitely proven that for sure to the world. You know, obviously, he's got that 1 year extension. The other last week there, so these two obviously, you know, right now they're the class of 2020 right now. You can Kevin Harvick, oh man, this dude fell like a rock toward the end of that fourth quarter. Closer did not close last night, ended up in the top 10 barely, I think there. So yeah, right now Hendrick Motorsports championship contending wise, Gustafson and crew. You could be looking at 3 wins already. You go back to Las Vegas. Obviously, Darlington was in the right position there if Kyle Busch don't make contact there. And obviously, the Coke 600 blew that away. There's, you're really talking about 3 or 4 wins right now. Not down the road. Right now, 3 or 4 wins in the back pocket for Chase Elliott. So, Chase Elliott's got the win early again. And Chase Elliott Nation is going to be hyped up now, because this could be huge, rocking off this momentum for the 119, the DI9 Napa Auto Parts Chevy.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Wide NASCAR podcast. Getting a little breezy outside here in the ET3 home crib here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III for the 3Wide podcast with you, coming to you from outside of my home here in Manhattan, Kansas. Enjoying a nice breeze right now, so perfect timing for that. Here doing this podcast outside. Yes, outside on Friday, the last Friday of the month, May 29th, 2020. Yes, I got off sidetrack with the whole Chase Elliott thing for the Cup side, but yeah, that started where Chase Elliott outfinished and outraced Kyle Busch to the line there in the Truck Series. Back to the trucks here. We'll take an intermission break here in just a little bit on the podcast, but yeah, Chase Elliott, and he's going to be back in Atlanta. I can't wait for that. He'll be back in Atlanta there. Kyle Busch finishing the second, but yeah, a big storyline coming out of here, and we'll catch that here as we go up through the top 10 finishing order, beginning with the Ben Rhodes machine for Thor Sport Racing. He started on the pole there, and I can't remember if they did it through draw or they actually put the trucks out on the track or not there. But via that, Rhodes finishes in the top 10. Austin Hill, my lap truck fantasy pick there. Woo! I got excited there. Austin Hill, for a Georgia native, had a good run and got the second there. Man, I thought I was going to score some big points there. But he fell. He did a different strategy than most of the front runners there. Came back to the field and finished in the ninth spot there. Ty Majeski finished in the eighth spot right there. And then you have Johnny Sauter finishing seventh. John Hunter Nemechek, who had a tremendous night last night there, running inside the top dozen in the Alsco's 500K. And then he finishes sixth here in the truck series. Then Sheldon Creed and Brett Moffitt, fifth and fourth. And then the talk of them, we already covered the top two. This guy, how about this dude? Zane Smith passing Kyle Busch for the lead in the fourth quarter. Not backing out for anybody. GMS Racing. Zane Smith, of course, he signed up with him over the offseason. Zane Smith. And I've had some high praise for Zane Smith last year when he was driving for Junior Motorsports. The dude put up a hell of a fight against Kyle Busch. Not once, but multiple times while fighting for the lead and trying to get his first career truck series win. He finished third there in that race on Tuesday night. So heavy props there to Zane Smith. That is your top 10. Obviously, I've already covered the one and two positions there. So absolutely fantastic. And next time, the trucks will be on track. They will not be on track for Bristol. It's going to be the Xfinity and Cup Series show here. Next time they'll be, oh, I mentioned it already, Atlanta, June 6th, 11 Central Time. The Vectix Camping World 200 will Chase Elliott will try to go for back-to-back wins, or will Kyle Busch step up and get some payback, or one of the regulars step up and continue the challenging these guys, like a Zane Smith, a Johnny Sauter regular on the podcast, and this such and such. So, yeah, absolutely. Trucks take the weekend off. They'll be back the following week there. And switching gears real quickly, and I'm going to use this as a perfect time as an intermission because I got to answer this text real quick that I got from a co-worker. They text me during my podcast. But anyways, Austin Hill, Hattori Racing, your leader, points leader, after Charlotte race, Johnny Sauter and Zane Smith locked up for the second position. Ben Rhodes not that far behind, fourth, and Brett Moffitt there. And that's the word I didn't say in the top 10 finishing order there. Brett Moffitt there finished, or actually, Brett Moffitt right there is fifth. If I go back to that real fast here, Brett Moffitt finished. Where are you, Brett Moffitt? Damn, I don't even see you on this list here for whatever reason. Brett Moffitt. Yeah, I did answer it. So fourth. So yeah, Brett Moffitt, top five in points there, and he finished fourth on track there. But wasn't enough because the 24 car iRacing Chevy Silverado was on rails, and Chase Elliott and in fun and games did the yo Kyle Busch bow, route the bounty bow on the front stretch right there. The Mr. Bounty Hunter, Chase Elliott, used that fire from the disappointment for the Coke 600 to not only win this one, but he won last night as well. We'll get to that. Of course, the overtime segment coming up as well. And a couple of guys who had strong runs ended up finishing not where they're supposed to once again. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Gritter, third. This is the 3-Wide Podcast. We'll come on back after this timeout. 3-Wide Podcast coming from to you from always Manhattan, Kansas. EG3. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this timeout.
Coming out of turn 4. EG3 and the 3Wide Podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
Three Wide Podcast is back, folks. Eddie Greer, the third, a.k.a. EG3, for the 3Wide Podcast. Coming to you from sunny, breezy Manhattan, Kansas. Ginner Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup, which is the three biggest divisions in all of motor sports. And yeah, you can label this the Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch episode. That's what we saw all week. And obviously, it started again with the whole debacle of the 600 there with that final pit stop. But last night, redemption came. Typically, full rule, in all purposes, redemption all full circle there. And Alan Gustin did not have to make that call. Because why? No caution did not come out. So that's why there. So Gustin there. Let's Chase Elliott take care of the work there. And Elliott delivers, gets his first win of the year. And even prior, before all this Coke 600 disaster and all that, Chase Elliott was leading laps there. Like I've been repeating myself on this podcast, and again, he did that again by overtaking fading Kevin Harvick there late in the last 20 laps there. And Chase Elliott was the one to close things down in the ASCO's 500K, stealing the word there from the one and only Kevin Harvick, which was really very, very weird, to say the least there. Seeing him fall back that way that he did last night. Harvick, oh, you think he'd pull away, but he didn't have much of a lead there on the tube that was trying to chase his butt. That was the person that obviously Chase and Ryan Blaney was impressive last night there. But absolutely, yeah, you got to be shaking your head. Ronnie Childers, this morning, he got to be shaking his head there, Bear folks, because you don't see that very often there. That's why I give you the nickname, I don't give you the nickname. That's why NASCAR or Mike Joy or whatever gave you the name to close, that you close things out. He didn't close anything out last night. So, yeah, that was he finished 10th there. He faded like a rock. That car was not handling there, and at one point or another during that fading run there, they were checking the gas gauges. Was he going to make it on fuel? Obviously, he did there. So, maybe he was trying to get to the end there. But all I saw was handling issues there for that four car. So, definitely missed opportunity missed there for Harvick to maybe possibly get his second win right there. That did not happen. Look at some of these other cats in this top 10, and obviously we're going to go right down the line here. Obviously, we'll do a full field run-on, but three that I look at the most here, all of the obvious, coming from the number four position, that and the person of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. I mean, obviously, the inversion, he might take advantage of that a little bit, but this Ford, that 47 JTG Doherty race car, that thing was fast last night, and he was out there racing Denny Hamlin's, the Kurt Busch's, Logano's, and when you get a car like that, you can do almost pretty much anything there is in the NASCAR book. Maybe not in the rule book, obviously, for obvious reasons, but you can do anything that you want with the fast race car. Obviously, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. took a lot of heat, including on this podcast, not even close to that. So, yeah, Ricky Stenhouse took it upon himself to do that. And when you get fast cars out of that stable like that, you have to take advantage. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. did that, and now, for all intents and purposes, folks, he's going to one of his best racetrack, huge momentum for that 47 Ricky Stenhouse. So, you know, with no practice, no qualifying, is it even itself out? I don't know. Maybe it is. I mean, things are getting a little interesting. Chase Elliott's on the board in the win column there, and Stenhouse, you put a good car, if he gets a good car like that on Sunday, you got a chance to do something with it at Bristol, and stay tuned. That's must-see TV there, especially at Bristol when it comes to the 47, but all in all purposes, hell of a job by Stenhouse Jr. last night. The order to get the win. This is the 3-Wire Podcast with EG380 Grid III, breaking things down. This is Charlotte Part 2. Yeah, obviously another guy that better step his game up. That's the person of Austin Dillon. Yes, Tyler Reck right now, I praised him a lot in part one. Austin Dillon, he better step his game up. I've been saying it for months now that, you know, this dude, you want the three car. Number three, you got to perform in that number three. And right now, I mean, before this run, the dude was getting outperformed by entertaining rookie at that, in person of Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick also finishing the top 10 in the Coke 600, oh, by the way. This is much needed for Austin Dillon. I think he's underperformed. Obviously, underperforming that race car, and time's going to tell moving forward, but he was racy as well. Again, I don't know what it is, but I think a little bit has to do with at least getting a decent starting position and making something happen with it. And that's what these guys did. Austin Dillon, they're getting a job done there. He finished in the 8th spot. And the 43, unfortunately, did not finish off the run due to hitting the wall hard. And that was the purpose of... Why did I miss the name there? Why did I miss it? I must have overlooked it or something. I know who I want there. Bubba Wallace. In the top dozen, top 15 for majority of the night, racing guys like Martin Truex, who struggled last night, and still somehow in an efficient top 10. I don't know how that happened, but Bubba was, he was fired up. That thing looked very fast on the racetrack. And he was going to go somewhere running. And then back in the top 10 there for the second part of this race there. And then, you know, got maybe a little racing too hard. Maybe trying to get a little too much. But overall, you mean, we get a good car like that, that's a lot more competitive than your other cars. You can do something with it. And that's what Bubba Wallace did. Now the finish does not replicate that, unfortunately. But, man, he was going some places. Yeah, you know, Truex struggled last night. But I turned my attention to Bubba Wallace, and he did a fantastic job. The finish, unfortunately, does not show for it, but is Richard Petty Motorsports trying to trend in the right direction? Or they're trying to make some gains? Gonna have to find out here next couple races here. I mean, you can't have one great race and then all of a sudden you fall off the map for 4 or 5 weeks straight there. You gotta show consistency there, so I'm gonna wait it out there, but no, you gotta start getting momentum here. Bubba Wallace, I want to see him do well. And this finally, and I thought last night was going to be a night to do that. They're up there racing with the big dogs, the Ganassis, the Joe Gibbs race of the world there, the Stuart Haas is there, and to fall short of that was very disappointing there. But It was a rough night. It was a rough night all the way around for yours truly. Firstly, I'm not going to go into that right now, but you know, obviously, Bubba Wallace there. I mean, he can get a couple top tens somehow and show that kind of speed. Now, obviously, you know, last year he was super fast at Indianapolis there, had a Stoke run there. Fighting off Blaney there to get a third place position or something like that. Third or fourth, something like that. I can't remember, but I love to see what's going on in this world right now. The racism, COVID-19 stuff, all this other stuff. I would love to see Bubba continue to strive to get better and do what he's been doing, capable of doing. You put a good race car underneath that dude can drive, obviously. I mean, he's won multiple races in the truck series. Unfortunately, did not win one in the Xfinity, and he's shown his bright spots here and there in the Cup Series. So, I mean, are they training there? We'll have to find out in a couple weeks. Of course, yeah, the Cup Series going to a short track in Bristol. So, yeah, but I just want to give him high praise there on the show. Bubba Wallace doing some good things there. But unfortunately, the finish does not show for it at all. So, look, going to turn into the full field rundown. Garrett Smith, Philly finished shotgun, 40th. Joey Gates, 39th. Brendan Poole, 38th. Bubba Wallace, strong car and all, but disappointing, 37th. Josh Bilicki, 36th. BJ McCloy, 35th. JJ Yeley, 34th. Timmy Hill, 33rd. Quinn Howe, 32nd. Rich Davis is close. Too bad, so sad. BJ McCloy, 35th. JJ Yeley, 34th. Timmy Hill, 33rd. Quinn Houff, finished 32nd. Alex Bowman. So he did the whole slide job thing in the Coke 600. Saved it off the wall. But two times, that's too much for you, baby. And Alex Bowman tried to do the same thing. Could not save it. And then he tagged the turn four wall with the right end of the car. And obviously crying because, yeah, he can't afford to get injured. So... and she's also pregnant, so, you know, congrats there on that lady there. So, but, sorry to get off another tangent, but absolutely, Bowman's got to be dejected there. You have one win, and he has speed throughout Charlotte Speed Weeks, and really nothing to show for it there. And that was my wrecking and racing pick there, and unfortunately... I picked somebody to do bad. I don't know why it is there, but oh well, it is what it is, and we'll have to pick ourselves back up come Sunday.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Continuing the full field run on Greg Gauding, 30th from last night's Alice Coast 400. Kyle Busch had some issue, had a tire issue. Just over halfway, could never recover. Finished 29th. Daniel Suarez, 28th. Ty Dillon, 27th. Eric Jones finished 26th. Michael McDowell, 25th. Ryan Preece, 24th. Matt Kenseth, 23rd. Chase Briscoe, 7th, 22nd. And Christopher Bell, after finishing the top 10 in the Coke 600, finishes 21st. Eric Allmendinger, 20th. Corey LaJoie, 19th. Cole Custer, 18th. Ryan Newman, 17th. So almost lost track for that. Cole Custer finished 18th. Ryan Newman, 17th. Clinton Bowyer, 16th. Dude can't buy a break on pit road. Matt DiBenedetto, who led some laps, finished 15th. Tyler Reddick, 14th. That's nice because that was my lap track fantasy pick was Tyler Reddick there, so that was nice there. John Honeymachek, 13th, which I don't know where I'm at in the lap track fantasy standings. I mentioned last week that I was a little bit concerned and frustrated with, you know, I submitted my picks and they didn't get in, and that has been officially corrected. So at this time, I don't know where I stand at with all the races in the books between two cup races and a truck race. And Xfinity race, so when I have that, the next time we're on this podcast, I will maybe we'll see where we're at on that. But I know in Wrecking Racing Fantasy Stand, I was in the top 10. I don't know how much hit I'm going to take due to where Bowman finished last night and Eric Jones. So, we'll have to see where I'm at with that. That'll be interesting there. But yeah, man, in the thick of it there, we'll see. I'm definitely interested to see where I'm at with Lap Tracker Fantasy standings there when it comes to that. Oh, sorry to get off a tangent here, folks. Like I usually on a 3-Wire podcast, William Byron finished top dozen and 12th, and Jimmy Johnson says falls short of the top 10. He finishes in 11th. Kevin Harvick, the stunning free fall of the 4 car, which usually finishes strong, did not. So the closer stripped off that title, stripped off away. Chase Elliott stripped that away from you last night. Finished 10th. Mark Trish Jr. had no business finishing the top 10. But hey, it's one of those nights where you find a way. And Truex, those guys were passing cars in the second half of the race. So James Small might have figured something out a little bit there, but they're just god awful in the first half of the race. You know, got to figure that out. A team that was a factor all race long in the Coke 600 was not a factor really for much of the night there. So to finish, see him, my guy finished ninth, was was a blessing there in the Scottsville there, because he had no business finishing there. Brad Keselowski also quiet throughout most of that night. The Coke 600 winner, 7th. Joey Logano, 6th. And now your top 5. Kurt Busch finishing the 5th position there. Your color Stenhouse, 4th. Blaney. So, Patreon.com. This top 3 presented by Patreon.com right now. And again, as I'm doing this podcast, I got some stuff going on. I keep saying this on the show, but eventually I'm going to get to it. But for the meantime, you guys go out and check out the website, www.patreon.com/EGrier3, EGRIER and number 3, to be a part, be a sponsor of this podcast. And if I have to make, I told a lady earlier, if I have to make an adjustment, I will do that just to get something going in that area. It's not urgent, not yet anyways, but you know, I want to donate all this money at the end of the year to a small business here in town, helping small businesses out with the devastation that is COVID-19. So yeah, we'll see what happens if they follow instructions or not. So it's not that much to unload. It's just we'll see if they even complying for that. Top 3, Ryan Blaney. Kind of mentioned this earlier in this podcast, but let's confirm it now. Ryan Blaney, who started 18th. Strong run, 3rd. And obviously, we covered the top 2. Denny Hamlin, not top 2. Well, yes, top 2. Denny Hamlin, 2nd. And your boy leading the rail or let. He led the race right there with, so absolutely, Chase Elliott winner, gets the redemption fully in, doesn't have to hear, I'll just sweat bullets for the last 3 or 4 races, for laps, something like that. So absolutely huge for those guys, and next time, these guys will be on the podcast, get you ready. I mean, you see, with my other podcast, I just lost my other podcast, the K-State podcast called Purple Power Podcast. Yes, the Purple Power Podcast. If you're a K-State fan who bleeds purple, come join the podcast. You will not miss a moment of that as well. So with that, turn our attention. I had the thing earlier. I don't know what happened to it, but we're probably just going to take a quick intermission. Had what he said on here, but apparently that went to sleep there, obviously. So, yeah, I'm also yawning a little bit. It's been a long week again, but glad the football was a short week and get to have some more fun with our little one. And depending on what happens with my wife's dance studio in regards to moving it, finally moving it into the right location, we'll see what happens right there with that. But yeah, overall, yeah, www.patreon.com/EGrier3, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. You do not want to miss a moment of that. All right. So the next time Cup Series will be on track, obviously, will be this coming Sunday. Well, last time we're on the racetrack was the famous Bristol Night Race there, where Matt DiBenedetto Thought he had this one and could not hold off a hard charging Denny Hamlin, who beat his chest like a gorilla there after the fact. But Graceman will. Well, I'm trying to say. Oh man, what did I try to say there? I don't know what I said there, but anyways, yeah. So moving on from that, yeah, the point stinks real quick, Big D. We gotta take another timeout. But anyways, look at the standings right now. Or at least the standard, anyways. Logano trails by 14 over series leader Kevin Harvick. Chase Elliott now moves to third, and before long, you're gonna hear Chase Elliott just zooming by you in the mornings. Alex Bowman and Brad Keselowski with a huge win the other night wraps up victory number 3 of the evening. So, folks, we'll take a last break of the show when we come back. Yes, overtime here on the podcast, and we'll get you pumped up for Bristol. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, folks. We're coming back after this.
Don't get caught in the middle. The 3Wide podcast will be right back after this timeout.
My podcast rolls on this Friday. Yeah, I'm a little tired from the rest of the week, but hey, it's been busy and a good week. Eddie Gritter III, Manhattan, Kansas, doing the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, Trucks, Xfinity, and the Cup Series outside of ET3 basement here. Outside, join the little bit of muggy weather, but I like it that way. So I'm from the South, so I'm used to it. So. But yes, moving on, Bristol weekend, trucks are off this weekend. Getting it backward, the Xfinity and Cup Series are on point starting tomorrow. The Xfinity Series will take center stage and then followed by the Cup Series on Sunday mid-afternoon. So, this is the overtime part of the podcast. As I mentioned in the top, of the 3Wide podcast through this afternoon, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch. If it's not already, this is the probably more hotter rivalries, if not the hottest one right now in the sport. You can't ask for a better rivalry between two kind of polar opposites, if you will. Obviously, Chase Elliott, the most popular driver, and Kyle Busch, one of the most hated drivers in this sport right now. So, you know, you have to wonder if this is, you know, one of the more probable things in all of NASCAR, you know, rivalries. And this is what they needed. And so far to this point, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, NASCAR knocked that part with the returning to Darlington, getting a lot of viewers. And now you have this developing rivalry now, which started back. I mean, they've had their battles before. You know, more notable for me, Dover, where Kyle Busch ran down Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott in his rookie season there, and denying Chase Elliott that first win. But yeah, it's been this thing's been layered like a cake, piece of cake. this rivalry's been layered like a piece, like a big moist cake. I mean, first off, you had back to Darlington, right? Where Chase Elliott passed Kyle Busch on older tires, and then Chase Elliott gets dumped. Plain as simple, gets dumped, and Chase Elliott throws the middle finger. All right, so you fast forward to the Charlotte week, right? this bounty. All right, well, actually, no, not the bounty. The bounty's before the Coke Center debacle, where Chase Elliott is outrunning Kyle Busch. And he was and we're sitting here right now. Could be sitting here saying Chase Elliott swept the Cup Series side of races here in NASCAR, but he did not, thanks to a dumbass call. So there's that. And then you had the bounty, these two going at it. Kyle Busch had to rally back from another speeding penalty. I don't know what's with him and speeding penalties the last couple weeks, but apparently he likes speeding down pit road and trying to take advantage and trying to pass all them damn cars, which he did not come up short this time, like he did with Chase Briscoe. I mean, fell short against Chase Briscoe, couldn't do it there, and the truck bounty at Charlotte couldn't do it there either. Chase Elliott was out there, and he set sail on Kyle Busch and the truck regulars there, so he had a hand in that. And then the bounty, yeah, I talked about that, yeah. Yeah, that is the bounty, yeah. So anyway, I'm all game mixed up because I'm so fired up about this rivalry between 9 and 18. And of course, you have last night there, Kyle Busch trying to get by Almirola, makes contact. Those guys were going 3 and 4 wide in the second half of those restarts there. Almirola makes contact and puts Kyle Busch in a no-win situation. There, you know how he gets on that. I'm not going to touch on base on that, but obviously, man. And then last night was the icing on that moist cake. There, Chase Elliott getting the last lap there and getting the victory lane. And then I haven't even mentioned the bow that Chase Elliott did on Kyle Busch. So that was hysterical as well. Kyle Busch, being Kyle Busch, short on words and all that other stuff. He's a very poor sport and all that. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, you got to think one or the other here. I mean, this is must-see television. If you're not a NASCAR fan, if you're just tuning in, watch the race for the first time, then you come on at a good time, let me tell you. Because, yeah, this is only going to get better as we get down to business here, deep in the season here. And right now, I mean, we can put a mask on any one of these guys because it's so hard to predict which one is who right now. Chase Elliott or Kyle Busch, who you got? And I will side with Chase Elliott every single time. I just will because I'm not. Yes, Mark Truex is a teammate of Kyle Busch's, but I'm not the biggest Kyle Busch fan. So I didn't give a care when it comes to this podcast, I'll do what I gotta do. But when I'm a fan, I don't like Kyle Busch. That's very simple right there. So yeah, man, this thing is continuing to roll, and we'll see what it rolls towards in Bristol with this ongoing wire movement here that could have just taken it, if he didn't want it there, could have just taken it to next door right there. But oh well, that's shop talk for another episode of the 3Y NASCAR podcast. But yeah, absolutely, if you're not liking this rivalry, then I don't know what the hell is going on with you on that front there. So just wanted to bring that attention, obviously, there with Bristol coming up. And all that is, no Kyle Larson, obviously. Yes, I mentioned his name, and that's how far I'll go with that. So Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, will the movement continues there, or will Ryan Blaney's let all them laps come up short? Matty D upgraded his equipment over the offseason. Can he take advantage and do something? He's been racy, especially this past week in both races at Charlotte. Been racy, track position or not. He's able to go out there and stay with it for a couple laps anyway. So, absolutely, opportunity is there. The opportunity is definitely there for Matty D. And I'm interested to see because he fell short against Denny Hamlin the last time we were there in the most heartbreaking defeats of the NASCAR season. If not, was the top of the list for me. Heartbreak City for Matty Benedetto. Can you take it and cash it in? This will be the time to do it right now. If you're Matt DiBenedetto, obviously got your you got your regulars, usuals there. Kurt Busch had a strong one a year ago, so the Busch brothers finished 1-2 in this race a year ago. So will we see another Busch battle here coming up? I was tuning in shortly for that as well. Again, this episode will come out later on this evening, or at least by tomorrow morning at the best. It'll be in your inboxes, whether you're listening to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, or Stitcher, should be there. So yeah, definitely excited for that. Definitely excited for the rest of the weekend. Can Justin Allgaier get the victory lane? Can Briscoe rebound? A lot of storylines there to follow. Jeremy commits. There's a lot of possibilities I can choose for Lap Traffic Fantasy. So I'm going to hop on there right after this, see where I'm at, and I'll probably give an update the next time we're on, which will be on Monday night after the Bristol Cup race has come to a close. Again, follow me at Eddie_EG3. It's my Twitter handle, at Eddie_EG3. It's my Twitter handle and the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Get it wherever you download your sports podcast, whether that will be from Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please, if you're doing that, please, please help us out with a 5-star rating. That will be much appreciated. And also gets the word across about the rising show, the 3Y NASCAR podcast, which I'm working on a couple of guests coming up here. And I already confirmed one for a couple weeks, and hopefully get another one or two more for the next couple of weeks as well. So yeah, definitely the 3Y NASCAR podcast. If you have not listened to past episodes, there are a lot of good ones on there. It has been hot and heavy like Chase Elliott. Get it, download it, listen to it wherever you get your podcast. Again, the 3Y NASCAR podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud as well. We'll upload the latest, all up to the latest updates here this weekend, hopefully. And there's that as well. But yeah, man, before I yawn anymore, I'm going to get out and do a little cool down. And yeah, and get ready to join my weekend. So hope you guys do that too. And yeah, hope you had, and this is going back to part one of the podcast, Charlotte. Hope you guys had a great Memorial weekend. And we should always be thanking our military. Men and women that are serving in the military, the front lines there, and the front lines in the medical field. The men, women, girls, and boys who are continuing to put their lives out there in front of this pandemic. Oh, man. You guys are one of a kind, brave souls, and I appreciate what you're doing right now for not only the community here in Manhattan, Kansas, but for all over the United States right now, trying to get this thing back together. And oh, by the way, speaking of which, getting back together, the order is lifted. Order is lifted, Big D. The order is lifted. But 250 people, I know there's one item that said 90 people. I think that's too much, though. I think we should keep it all at 50 for now. But yeah, everything's open and everybody's enjoying the great weather. I'm looking forward to rejoining my running group tomorrow morning. So download this episode, enjoy it, tell your friends about the 3Y NASCAR podcast, and we'll be back for sure Monday night with another episode of the 3Y NASCAR podcast. But for right now, I better shut this thing down, baby, before I get too carried away. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wrap of another edition of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Big thanks to Big D for doing what he's been doing behind the scenes work. And thank you guys for listening to the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. I'm Eddie Greer III saying thank you guys for listening to today afternoon's episode. We will catch you guys on Monday night. Congratulations to Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott for winning their respective races. Chase Elliott, the bounty hunter, on fire. We'll catch you next time.
listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time. Going 3 Wide.